Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 12, question 31. Why is he called Christ, that is, anointed? Because he is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Ghost to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption. And our only high priest, who by the one sacrifice of his body has redeemed us and ever liveth to make intercession for us with the Father. And our eternal King, who governs us by his word and spirit and defends and preserves us in the redemption obtained for us. And then question 32. But why art thou called a Christian? Because by faith I am a member of Christ, and thus a partaker of his anointing, in order that I also may confess his name, may present myself a living sacrifice of thankfulness to him, and that with a free conscience I may fight against sin and the devil in this life, and hereafter in eternity reign with him over all creatures. As we continue to consider the significance, especially of the questions in the Heidelberg Catechism, you might think that this Lord's Day doesn't give us too much to work with because the questions are both quite short and sweet. But that doesn't mean there's nothing to say about them. You notice, first of all, that there is some information communicated in the question itself. Why is he called Christ? And then still within the question, it explains what is the significance. What is the meaning of Christ? It means anointed or anointed one. And so, of course, the answer would not click with us if we weren't given that information in the question. And, of course, the anointing of Christ is a tremendously significant reality within God's redemptive work. If Christ had not been anointed, we would not know that he was the fulfillment of those great offices from the Old Testament of prophet, of priest, and of king. And then question 32 follows up on that, asking about us. Now, this is another way of applying the truth to us. We've seen the catechism doing that multiple times in the questions that it asks. It'll ask, what profit is it to you? Or what advantage is it that you believe all these things, for instance? And this is another way of getting at the same thing. The Son of God is called Christ. He's called anointed because he's been anointed. Why are you called Christian, which is clearly related to that? Well, there would be a historical answer to that, wouldn't there? Which is that the disciples, the followers of Christ, were called Christians first at Antioch. And many historians feel that that was sort of a term of reproach. It was a mocking way to make reference to the Christians, and yet it was something they took up and owned. Peter can speak about suffering as a Christian, and that is a title or a name that we're happy to bear and to carry because it emphasizes the connection that we have with Christ. Christ was anointed, we are joined to him, so we are anointed as well. As it's appropriate to call him Christ in light of his anointing, it's appropriate to call us Christians in light of the fact that we share in his anointing. There's a lot that could be said about that. But we should probably move on with just this observation. When you're a Christian, when you belong to Christ, that isn't just some legal reality. That isn't just an abstract thing. It is a legal reality. But it's more than that. It's an act of sharing, a participation. Christ gives you what he himself has. That's why we're happy to be called Christians, because of what it means about our living, vital connection to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is truly a privilege.